Today from the Ohio Newsroom, the future of public art in Portsmouth.
Support for Today from the Ohio Newsroom comes from Ohio CASA. 15,000 Ohio children are in foster care at any given time. CASA volunteers advocate for these children. Information at ohiocasa.org.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors all over Ohio. I'm Claire Roth. In May, the National Endowment for the Arts terminated grants for organizations across the state, from Columbus's Ballet Met to the Cleveland Classical Guitar Society. An organization in Portsmouth, which has long been famous for its flood wall murals, was impacted as well. The Ohio Newsroom's Aaron Gottsacker visited the Southern Ohio city to learn more about the impact of the cuts in Appalachia.
The sidewalks of 2nd Street in downtown Portsmouth aren't your typical street-side walkways. In addition to the occasional yellow curb, they're painted with colorful illustrations. A red box sits on the corner. A ladybug munches on a leaf outside a vintage market. Down the street, a band of two-dimensional skeletons taps out a rhythm with drums and a fiddle.
This one is called the Bone and Fiddle Band, where we're in the Bony Fiddle Historic Area. The skeleton playing a fiddle is kind of the mascot for this district.
Amanda Lewis is the founder and CEO of the nonprofit arts organization responsible for this asphalt art, the Trillium Project.
We are hiring local artists, we're buying supplies locally, and we are creating public artwork that brings the community together and supports small businesses here.
Last year, the Trillium Project received a $50,000 grant from the National Endowment for the Arts for a two-year initiative called Second Glance. Board Treasurer Amanda Page says it's aimed at revitalizing high-use public spaces and underserved neighborhoods with community-created art.
You know, Portsmouth did go through a dark time as a city and struggling with what do we have to be proud of? Well, a lot, right?
Like cities across Appalachia, Portsmouth has been devastated, first by the loss of the coal industry, then by the opioid epidemic. Now, it and other Appalachian cities are facing a new challenge, federal funding cuts. In May, the Trillium Project received an email from the NEA that its grant for Second Glance had been terminated. The NEA did not respond to a request for comment, but in the termination email Lewis received, it said it's updating its priorities to, quote, focus funding on projects that reflect the nation's rich artistic heritage and creativity as prioritized by the president, end quote. Lewis said the Trillium Project was able to withdraw its funds before the termination took effect. But without federal support, it'll be harder for the organization to pursue future projects. Already, Lewis says they've had to put at least three large-scale public arts projects on the back burner, and they might have to scrap the ideas altogether.
It doesn't seem like federal funding is really going to be an option for us, so we're going to have to focus very heavily on sponsorships, on local, state, and regional grants.
That can be a difficult prospect in Appalachia. A new report from the Appalachia Funders Network found 30 counties across central Appalachia lack an active philanthropic foundation, and 66 have less than a dollar per person in philanthropic funds. And the canceled NEA grants come on the heels of cuts to the National Endowment for the Humanities and the Institute of Museum and Library Sciences. Most recently, President Trump has proposed a 93% cut to the Appalachian Regional Commission, which sponsors economic development across the region. And these losses, Lewis says, go beyond surface level.
Creative placemaking projects like this that use arts help drive local economies and help drive sustainability in small rural communities like ours.
Unlike at the federal level, the newly passed biennial budget from the Ohio legislature includes historically high funding for the Ohio Arts Council. And Lewis and Page still have big dreams for the Trillium Project's future.
There are so many places we could paint in Portsmouth. Like, it's just, I want to just paint this whole city, right?
But while the canvas is large, they have fewer tools to work with. In Portsmouth, I'm Erin Gottsacker.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. I'll talk with you tomorrow.